Oh, and there was the small matter of about 300 other passengers, all bent upon the spot where stairs, bridge, and barrier met. Maybe it was the malignant influence of the suicide paintings, but something about all those milling bodies unnerved Torben. Coupled with the grey and the grime, they had something about them of an old war film, of going over the top. His umbrella was a solid stick, its handle of bark ash, and unconsciously he adjusted his grip, holding it like a sword. Time to go. The wind was high upon the bridge, licking at the tails of his coat, tearing holes in the mist. Torben danced between the oncoming fools who were heedless of the signs to keep left and slalomed down the ramp to the platform. He had a minute, maybe less. But there was the train ahead of him, its carriage doors still open. On the edge of his vision, he glimpsed a man in uniform with a whistle between his lips. But Torben had almost made it just behind a small huddled figure who was struggling with something, blocking the way. Lord. Without a thought, Torben stooped, taking up the old woman's surprisingly light luggage with what he hoped was a friendly smile. He was about to heave it onto the train when he became conscious of an unpleasant sensation and looked down to see the woman battering him with her fists.
Get off me bags! He's got me bags!
Her screams rose to mingle with the whistle and the screeching of unknown machinery. In the absence of any better plan,